All right, Dave, third place run tonight. How pleased with were you with your car?
It was okay. For some reason, the thing was tight really all day, and I didn't really make too many changes up for the feature, and that thing was just, I don't know, I think we got a bed left or spring or something, because that thing was really bottoming out. I raised the ride heights up, trying to prep for Classic a little bit, and that thing just, it scraped. I think it was bombing out till lap 45, and it's just really hard to drive when it's sitting on the track. So I'll change the rear springs this coming week, and we'll make a couple changes. But I think overall, it was decent. We ran a different motor than we've been running all year, and it seemed to run a lot better than the other one. I think it's because of the newer injection we ran on it. But you know, I got to thank all my guys for a lot of hard work. We didn't get the motor till Wednesday, and we worked really hard Wednesday night, Thursday, and we didn't even fire that thing till this morning. And we're up at the county building, up in the rain, firing this thing. So, got to thank all them. These guys put in a ton of effort. You really can't do this by yourself. You really got to have good people around you. And I got an awesome group of guys. I got Mike Murphy, Chris Bokum, Steve Wallace. I got to thank Russ Marsden, Ian, Brandon Carr, Brian Von Holtz, Brian Weigel. All these guys are really dedicated, and it's a full-time job, so I really gotta thank all them. They're the ones that get it done. So,
is it hard for you to wait in the Classic, or you just want to go?
Well, we're one of the only teams that can make it on fuel, so it's kind of what I really want to do.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I love the Classic. I usually pace myself really, really well, but now with all these guys that are going to be cutting it close on fuel, I can kind of play some games with them because I know my fuel mileage. I think they ran extra last year, and we had 10 gallons sitting in our tank. So I don't know. All I know is we're good on fuel, so we can really play games with the rest of the field.
Worried about tires at all?
Not at all. This car is a long-running car. Tonight, it's the same thing. The car's fastest at the end. This car comes in at the end, and things are rocket. So all I know is at the end of the 200, hopefully we can run what Otto did last year and run some sixes or maybe, you know, even run faster than that.
I've talked to you after Classics, after the Classic run on Sunday, many times over many years. It's played with your emotions more than once. What would make you a happy camper come checkered flag time?
Well, I've lost that race. 2015, we had the field covered. We were playing games with everybody. I got the lead, and we're half track ahead of everybody else. And, you know, I was coming up to lap somebody, and I don't know if it was leaking something. And I spun out, and I rode behind freaking my teammate for a little while, and kind of blocked for him, kind of protected. He dropped out, so then I turned it on, and I almost unlapped myself. So I've lost this race before. They're hard to come by. We've always had good cars, Classic. I think there's only one race I didn't finish in all the other last Classics. I've been top 10, so I love the Classic. I know how to run. Furlong taught me well, be patient. And hopefully, you know, maybe lap 125, we're going to go to the front and just pull away.
How many race-ready cars are you going to have come Classic weekend?
How many I'm going to?
How many? Yes, you.
Just one. Is one. I'm not going to run the wing like we did last year. We're committed to the Classic this year. Last year, we kind of knew we brought a knife to a freaking gunfight. So this year, I think we got a little better car. Car's definitely handling a lot better. I think the Classic's really going to... I think this car right now, for a long-running car, there's a couple guys that can really run 15.8s, 15.9. I don't think we'll time trial that well, but this thing is going to be a 200-lap race car. That's what it is right now. And the 75-lap racers, this car has been the car to beat at the end of the races. So,
after the first half of the race, are there particular cars you want to be ahead of time and not have to worry about passing in the end?
I don't know. It all depends on what they do with the traction compound. The traction compound's still there. It's not really falling off at all, but you got the next 2 weeks, so hopefully it starts deteriorating a little bit, kind of take the drive away from the top. So, I don't know. This car rolls the bottom really, really well, and last year, I think I was 20 at the one spot in that race, and then we drove all the way back up into the top five. So I know what I need. So hopefully, you know, it's there at the end. I think it will be, and hopefully I can celebrate a Classic and never know.